Here we go. Zok de Heilige Gemara. Boy mi name Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. Amaskir bayis lechaveiroi be'ar bosor. Chez kosoi baduk. Oy ein chez kosoi baduk. Is there a chazaka that it's checked, or is there no chazaka that it's checked? Why in the world would there be a chazaka that it's checked? Check yourself. What do you want from me? You lazy good for nothing. Why should I check? You check. Someone help me out over here. This is a very simple question. What? He had a chiyuv to check. Because he was... So we're talking about that the maskir was chayiv to check. Why is the maskir chayiv to check? Because he sold it at night. Right. But let me ask you a question. Did he give over the key? Did he give over the keys? What happens if he gave over the keys before the 14th? What? No extra set of keys. Even though he wasn't maskir the bias yet, still on the soicher. According to Rashi, what happens when you give over the keys? It's a Kenyan Shechira, so I gave her the keys before the 14th. What does that in essence mean? I rented it before the 14th. So when the Gemara says, Maskir Bayis L'Chaveiro Be'ar Bosor, what is that telling us? That what did not happen? You give her the keys. And according to Tosfos says giving over the keys is not a Kenyan. And that's really what it depends on. Does it make a difference if there's a Kenyan or not? It all depends on you giving over the keys. The Gemara is a little bit lacking some, a little bit of the details over here. Amaskir Bayis L'Chaveiro Be'ar Bosor. And you have to add in, and he did not give him the keys. Because if you would have given the keys before the 14th, then it would be on the Soicha Livdoik. Okay? That's the way Toys is going to have to learn. The Gemara's case is, Amaskir Bayis L'Chaveiro Be'ar Bosor, and I only gave him the keys on the 14th. Chezkasai baduk, I ain chezkasai baduk. Is there a chazaka that he checked, or is there not a chazaka that he checked? Comes along the Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua. The following shtel. Why does the Gemara only give us this case of Maskir Bayis L'Chaveiro Be'ar Bosor, which he says is apparently not so common? Why don't you say a simple case? The Baal HaBayis left his children, his family, his wife and children, and he went somewhere else for Yom Tov, which is much more common. I guess in those days it was common to leave your family for Yom Tov. But he said that what about that case? What do you have to make up a maskir and a soicher? What do you need that for? Just say simple, that the person who was supposed to check is not around, and the Bnei HaBayis have to know if they're supposed to do a bedik or not. That's a very good case, a common case. Shchiach Tvei, Shehalach Baal HaBayis B'Yudalid. That's what he asks. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's going to depend on our major machloikes, Rashi and Tosfos, for why you're doing Bidika. Let's get back to basics, my friends. According to Rashi, what's the chiv of Bidika? Baal Yira Bayimatze. Will the Bnei HaBayis that don't own the Chametz and don't own the Bayis, are they going to be over Baal Yira Bayimatze? No. They're not going to be over by over. So is there any tzad they're going to have to do bedika? A soicher that rented the house and now it becomes his house, he could be over by Yerubah Yimotze. But the Bnei HaBayis aren't going to be over. So according to Rashi, I understand very well, says the Pnei Yeshua, why we're not talking about a case of Bnei HaBayis, because that the halacha wouldn't be true. There's no question, no discussion of them having to do bedika. However, according to Tosfos, where Tosfos holds, why are we doing bedika? So there's a Bnei HaBayis are going to sit there for 7-8 days together with Chametz. Do they have a chash of Shem Yovel Eichloi? No less than the Soicher. We said Soicher has a chash Shem Yovel Eichloi. So the Bnei Abayis also have a chash of Shem Yavoy La'achloi. The Chayra, according to Tosis, says the Bnei Yeshua, we should have cleared the Shaila about Bnei Abayis. Why'd you jump to Maskir and Seicher? It could be, but they're not going to be over by Rabbi Yamatze. I'm asking a question. If I'm what? It's still someone else's chametz in someone else's house. So you don't have, they don't have a kinyan in the house. So in theory, there's, you know, let's say someone else's chametz is sitting like right outside of my house. Am I going to be over by Rabbi Yamatze? It's right outside my house. Maybe I'm going to eat it. But Rabbi Yamatze still is only when it's in your domain. It's not my domain. It's not my house. You're right. You're being purely, you know. No, they don't. It's not their house. No, that's not true. No, let me explain something to you. If I rent a house from you, and you say, "I'm sorry, I need my house back," I say, "Tough noogies." You say, "Can I just come in and get something?" I say, "No, you can't come into my house." You see, it's my house. No, it's not. I rented it from you. You cannot step foot in my house. When I rent a house from someone, he can't. The Baal HaBayis can't say, "Okay, I need, just need to get something." No, no, no. This is my house right now. At least the usage of the house. You might own the goof. I own the Paris. You cannot. You can step in front of the house. But if I have a house and my kids are there, I can throw them out of the house. I've threatened them many times. So there's no kinyan over there. Yes, Yosef Tzvi. Hold on. What? That means that you are in the house. That's what it means. You, Bnei Adam. It means the Baal HaBayis is going to be in the house. We're afraid he's going to be busy working during the day. He's going to be busy. We say Bnei Adam etzim b'tayim, but it doesn't mean because your wife and kids are going to be in the house. Because you will be in the house to do your bedika. It's in general a good time for people to do bedika. People meaning all the leaders of the household. This is another word I'm looking for.
Previous case was
Maskir,
sorry, so just continue.
Ah, says the Pnei Yeshua, in a Hanami, Lav Davka. But the previous case is Maskir Soicher, so we just continue with Maskir Soicher. You're right, maybe the case could have been the kids, the father, that's all fine. However, this language is, he's happy to bring the case that he bought before, and really, there's really no reason. I would like to tell you two reasons why, Lefi Anias Daiti, it has to be Maskir Soicher. One Balabatish reason. I'll leave the Olam to try to see if they could be Machavin. And then a Lomdish reason. Halavai. Them should be Machavin. Anyone have a reason why, even according to Tosfos, the case of Maskir Soicher has to be Dafka Maskir Soicher? But if it was kids, the Gemara wouldn't clear the Shailov whether or not it's Cheskosoi Baruch or Ein Cheskosoi Baruch. According to Rashi, we said because there's no point in you doing a Bedika. I'm not over by Rabbi Matzi. Why should the kids do a Bedika? I have a different reason why. According to Tosfos, it has to be Dafkir Maskir Soicher. And if it's the father and his children, the Gemara wouldn't clear Ches Kosei Baruch or not. Eli, what do you think?
More chance of getting in touch with your father.
Going something along that cup, but not exactly that cup. Well, not exactly. You're saying it's more chances you'll be able to get a hold of him. Not in the days when there's no cell phones. So something to do with the relationship between a father and his children.
You were there?
What? Okay, a little better. He's getting a step closer.
They were there when he did the Diko.
A step closer.
They were there when he did the Diko.
Oh, I was thinking maybe the whole Shiloh of the Gemara is, I'm going to leave this Shmeigel. Let him do the Bedika. What do I have to do? And Chanam, it's my Chiyuv, but he'll take care of his own Bedika. It's any, but the Chiyuv is, let's get it clear. The Chiyuv is Als. According to Tosfos, what's the Chiyuv Als? Shemeochel. Who's the Maisa going to eat it? Him, who's going to eat it in the case of Maskir Soicher? The Soicher, okay. So the Chiv's on me, but it's only because Chiv's you do it. But his own kids, he's not going to leave his kids without doing it. His kids are going to eat Chav, he's going to take care of his kids. There, it's Vadeiches Kosei Baruch. When he's dealing with his own kids, it's Vadeiches. The Shaila is, when it's not your Bedika, and you have a Chiv take care of someone else's Bedika, there the Gemara clears, will I take care? It's a Baal Bat Shateretz. No, the Seich will do it himself. He's, he's going to be more hatter. Yeah, he'll take care of his own stuff. It's not my problem. Yeah, okay. It's like the Teretz. It's a Teretz. I think it's a Teretz. I would like to say Echmein as a bissel mer lomdish. Here goes Rabbi Sai. Here goes Rabbi Sai. Let me fregen a posh the kasha. Time out. Whose chiv is it to do bedika? The maskir's chiv? So who cares if it's cheskos of barak or not? What is it my business? It's not my business. Whose chiv is it? The maskir's chiv. So if he did it or he didn't do it, what difference does it make? You want to clear, did he do the bedika or not? Who cares? It's his chiv. So what does that have to do with me?
Unchecked house.
I'm still gonna see if the safer should have to check.
Hold on a second. Whose chiyuv is it?
You stole stuff in your house.
It's the maskir's chiyuv. It's not my chiyuv. It's his house.
I'll still be over.
Huh?
Still
is there a chiyuv bedika on me?
No.
So then what? What's the shayla?
Still chametz in your house.
Okay, there'll be chametz in his house.
Is
he going to be chayv dubedika? Yes or no, my friends? Is he chayv dubedika?
No.
So then, what's going on? What's the question, Shaila? Let me explain. Let me explain. Rabbi said what the Elam is saying is the following thing. The Elam is saying the following thing. The Elam is saying that lemaisa there's a chashash here. Oh, chashash. He might end up beating it. He's got to take care of his chashash. Is he chayv dubedika? No, but he's got a chashash. So let me ask you a question: is he going to make a bracha? The soicher. Let's say the soicher does. Is he going to make a bracha? So you're not really asking if he should do a bdika or not. You want to know if he should just take care of business. Make sure that there's no real... Does he have to use a candle? No, it's not a real bdika.
Why wouldn't he even do bdika?
What? But there's no chiyuv bdika on him. Comes along Akiva Edelman and says, no, maybe there is a chiyuv bdika. Let's get it clear. Let's go in Tosis, for example, for a sampling. Who is the one that has the real chashash? The seicher. So who really should do the bdika? The soicher. Nor of us, why are we putting on the maskir? What did we say? What was our svara? Given shechal suloi poka. But be'etzem, is there a chiv on the soicher? What would be if the maskir died? Given shechal, it's poka, my friends. Okay? Everything's poka. He's dead. Would we tell the soicher, okay, not your chiv? Or listen, you be'etzem have a chiv. Elamai, someone else was... Oh, holding was eclipsing you in the chiv. He was coming before you, so his chiv was blocking your chiv. Once his chiv is out, how do you become chayiv? So if the maskir dies, does the soicher make a bedika? Yes. Does he make a bracha? Yes.
Are the kids to be different?
Yeah, hold on. Therefore, if the maskir didn't do his bedika, he didn't do it. He should have done it. He didn't do it. He's gone. He's not doing it. I have a chiyuv bedika, and I'll make a bracha on my bedika. Because be'etzem, I do have a chiyuv to do bedika. It's just the maskir's chiyuv came first, so it would override my chiyuv. However, when it comes to the children, do the children have a chiyuv bedika? Is it their house? No. Is it their chametz? No. Do they have a chiyuv bedika? No. They might have a chashash Hashem yavo la'achloi, but they don't have a chiyuv bedika. They might have to get rid of the chametz because you shouldn't have chametz, but there's no chiyuv bedika. The Gemara is having a shaila of if a person has a din bedika or not a din bedika. That shaila is a more potent shaila by maskir and tzorcha than by a person's kids. Kids are for sure not chayiv in bedika.
The maskir dads are.
Well, only be chai because then they'll yorish and then it's their bias. But if he leaves, it's not their bias. In other words, they really won't be chayiv. And they're only chayiv if because midin yerusha to become their bias, then technicality will make them chayiv. But if he leaves, it's not their home. It's not their chametz. They're not chayiv in bedika. They're not chayiv in bedika. So therefore, the Gemara would never clear the shiloh when it comes to the kids. Yes, it's you're okay. Getting frustrated. Soicher has a potential chiyuv. The maskir had a chiyuv in place. The maskir's chiyuv in place doesn't allow the soicher's chiyuv to be chal. Because kivan shechal sulo poka, we're leaving the chiyuv on the maskir. But if the maskir won't do his chiyuv, so is the soicher obligated to do it? perhaps the Soicher. Now, if the Masker dies, I would say for sure the Soicher has to do it. If the Masker skips town and the Soicher is not doing it, I would say the Chiv is now moves over to the Soicher. So over there, the Gemara is going to clear. If I don't know if the Masker did his Chiv, does the Soicher have to step up and do his Chiv? But the Bnei Bais don't have a Chiv to Bedika under any circumstances. You're right, maybe it's going to be dangerous for them because they're going to have food around, but that's not a Chiv Bedika.
Taisus holds that Bittel is Hefker and you still have to do Bedika afterwards, even though it's not his. So why do the sons not have a Chiv? It's not their Chometz, but it's still around. Taisus holds that Bittel is Hefker and still after Bittel, you still have to do Bedika because Shem Yavalechli. So even right. If it's Hefker, it's not mine, I still have to do Bedika.
Because my house.
So the sons also, it's not
my
their
house.
Chometz.
It's not their house.
Anything that's Shaykh to Shem Yavalechli, even
no,
if it's not
no,
yours.
No, 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 no.
Why does it matter if it's your house?
What?
Why does it matter if it's your house?
Because there's no din bdika on random chametz that doesn't belong to me. It's not in my house. I have to go check the whole world for chametz. Maybe I'll eat it. If there's a chametz sitting outside of my house, I have to get rid of it. No, the din bdika is on your house. In a chanami, is a shiloh that has to be your chametz or not? Pashtus, it's also only if it's your chametz in some way. Whatever. That's why I do bdika before hefker. But the point is that it has to be yours. Just the chash alone is a problem. What happens if you have a goy's chametz in your house? Do you have to burn it? Do you have to burn it?
I don't know.
No. You don't. Why? So you put up a partition, but that's not bedika. Because it's only if it's your chametz. There are certain conditions. You're right, there's a chash, but Chazal only put a takan on you if it's your house and your chametz.
The reason for Tos was bedili mene here. You're not going to be used to it. The kids are used to eating.
Ain't a chanami. You're right, but it doesn't make a difference. There's still not going to be, there's still no din. It's not going to be a din to do bedika. It's not my house. It's not my chametz.
They're living there.
What?
They're living there. It's always around them.
There's no chiyuv. You need to have a chiyuv. You cannot chayiv just because there's a situation. The chazal will chayiv you if it's your chametz and it's your house. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Thus, Ken Zayin, a kopanim. Needs work. We need to go over it. But that could be why the Gemara only clears the Shiloh by Maskir and Soicher. According to Rashi, we never start off the Kasha. Because according to Rashi, the children are not going to be over on Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh. It's not their chometz. It's not their house. They're not over Bal Yiro Bal Yimatzeh. According to Tosfos, we said maybe there's Shem Yavala Achla. We said there is Shem Yavala Achla, but Lamaisa, the whole tzad was that he's going to retain his original chiyuv. Be'etzem the Soicher is supposed to be chayiv. It's only by Soicher. We said another svar that maybe when it's on children, maybe for sure he's going to do the bedika. It's only if it's someone else, he's reneging on someone else's chiyuv, his own children's chiyuv, maybe for sure he'd do it. Or his children never have a tzad to be chayiv. There's no bedika on the children. There's no din bedika on children. There's no din that children have to do bedika. Okay. Fine. Was zogt the Gemara? Nochamo. Boy, my name is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. I'm asking by the chaver bar Basar, cheskasa bodek or ein cheskasa bodek? Says Rashi, what's the shayla? Bar Basar shachris. Shachris. What does shachris mean? Shachris means is 6 o'clock shachris? Some people that's the middle of the night, but for some of us that's shachris. What? Till's man's 11 o'clock's not shachris. Is 11 o'clock still shachris? Till chatzos. Got it. So why does Rashi say that it's barabos or shachris? What does Rashi say shachris for?
Because that's the zman of until the zman of Dika ends.
When does the zman? What is Rashi coming to say shachris? What is Rashi coming to exclude? He's saying when the Gemara says when if he rents it to him on the 14th, Rashi says in shachris time.
No,
you mean when did the Masker? So Avrami, hold on, let me just flush this out. He's helping me here. When did what we're trying to do is get the Masker to ready be chayiv? When was the Masker chayiv? The night before. So if he would rent it to him the 14th at night, then what? Teshkia was at 6, Tzeis is at 7, he rents it to him at 8, 9, 10. Why does it say Shacharis?
It's in between both times.
What?
After the Isser,
then the key is automatically on the server. Right?
Before, then some people
are.
Then
making it
play case with two sides.
Why can't it be at night? Why can't it be rented at 9 o'clock at night?
Everyone checks right away.
What? Because not everyone checks right away.
No, because there's no chiyuv on the master's not going to still have his chiyuv there at night.
Right.
So the whole shot is if the chiyuv is going to transfer over or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only going to happen until after the Zman Bedika, which is Shachar's.
What the Olam is suggesting is as follows. That, and this is kind of what the Rosh Yosef says, that what Rashi means to say is earlier than Zman Shachar's, we wouldn't think Ches Kasei Vadok. Earlier we wouldn't think Ches Kasei Vadok. Why? Because we don't know that he would have checked it like right away. He has the entire night is his window to check. So maybe he was planning on checking instead of 7. Let's say he rented it from 8 o'clock. He was planning on checking at 9 o'clock. He didn't get around. You're right, it was his chiyuv, but he didn't get around. Cheskasei vadok means, can you assume he checked? How could I assume he checked? Maybe he was planning on checking at 9. Maybe he was planning on checking at 10. Is he mechuyev to check at 8 o'clock? No, he's mechuyev to check when? Sometime during the night. So therefore, says the Rosh Yosef, the only way we're going to know to assume that he checked is if the night is over. By now he should have checked. Any earlier than that, we have no way to assume that he checked. That he did his mitzvah. Says Avrami Safrin, that if you remember from the previous shiurim, we mentioned the shita of the Mishnah Brura, saying pshat in the Ramah, that he says that your chiv to check is at shkia tzeis immediately. Your chiv to check then. That's why, says the Mishnah Brura, if you're learning, even if you started beheter, comes nighttime, what do you have to do? Stop. What do I have to stop for? Because you have to check now. You have to check right now, says the Mishnah Brura. The Zman for checking is immediately. So according to the Mishnah Brura, if it's an hour after Shkia, or after Tzeis, what should I be able to assume? He did his Bedika. If he didn't do his Bedika, he was not Mekayim his Chiyuv. His Chiyuv is do Bedika Tchilas Laila. The Rosh Yosef seems to learn like the other Rishonim, Achronim, other Shulchan Aruch, other Pshatim in the Ramah, Ber Heitev, other things. The Chiyuv is the entire night. When's the best time to do it? At Seis. That's the nicest time to do it. Are you obligated to do it Dafka then? No. Let's say you started learning Beheter. Can you learn for the next 3 hours and do your B'dik at 11 o'clock at night? Yeah, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, no rush. Best to do it then. But if you're learning, don't stare, you're learning. Mishnah Brura says, no, you got to stop. Now's the time. If you don't do it now, it's now or not really never, or now or you're not going to do it right. So the Chayra, according to that, shouldn't have to be in the morning. Why does Rashi say Shacharis? Pnei Yeshua goes the opposite direction. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi doesn't mean the morning in exclusion to the night before. It means the morning in exclusion to the afternoon. You rented it to someone on the 14th. What happened if you rented it to him at 2 p.m. on the 14th? What? Yes. You rented it for him at 2 p.m. If you rented it to him any time on the night, I'm going to assume Cheskas Barak. I can assume Cheskas Barak. Why? Because he should have checked by now. Whether it was 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock at night, is a Cheskas Barak. So why does Rashi say Shacharis? He means no later than Shacharis. What would be if you rent it to me 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I don't know why they're doing business 2 o'clock in the afternoon Erev Shabbos. You're not supposed to do malacha then, as we saw in the Agadah to Gemara, but okay, let's just do business. But okay, shine. Okay, that what? Yeah, there's late booking, double booking. He has to quickly get another thing. He gets another place. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's got a place. He doesn't know if the person did a bedikah or not.
He's already been bittel on him.
Now, I don't know if he did bittel. I don't know if he did bittel or not. I don't know anything. Now we're talking about a d'oraisa, my friends. Not a d'rabbanan anymore. Now we're talking about a d'oraisa. Why? Why doesn't the seicher just do bittel? After Zman Isser, you can't do bittel anymore. It's too late. If it was before Zmana Isser, the Seicher can do Bittel. The Pnei Shulans, the Seicher does the Bittel, as we mentioned in Rashi. Seicher can do the Bittel. But Erech Zmana Isser, too late, you can't do Bittel. Now I got a Shalana D'oraisa. Says the Pnei Shul, now you're playing with big flames over here. This is already on the high flame. There we can't rely on the Cheskas Barach. The Gemara is only Shalana, only when it's an Isser D'rabban. I have to see why. You have a Chazakah. Those stuff from this. But that's the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns. Kumtzigein, Reb David Shlita, and he brings a kasha from the Achroinim, and this is we're going to end with. Rabbi say, this is a Tifa Shaila, this is going to be a big sugya. And he asks the following question from the Achroinim. I don't get it. Let's say it's Chez Kasei Baduk. Does the Seicher have to check now?
No.
Let's say it's Ein Chez Kasei Baduk. What does that mean? Can you translate that for me?
No.
What?
No Chazak.
Okay. Is it possible that... Was he supposed to check the Maskir? Is it possible that he checked?
Yes.
It's for sure possible. Right? We don't know for sure that he checked, but it's possible. What's at stake? Remember, we're talking about before Zmana Isser, so what's at stake right now? Only Dirabanan. What's our klal, suffix Dirabanan? Nakula. So what's the problem? It's a win-win situation. If it's Cheskasei Baduk, what's the din? Do you have to check? No. And even if it's Ein Cheskasei Baduk, it's still a suffix Dirabanan. Nakula. That's what we say all over by suffix Dirabanans. Okay, good. Avram is trying to say the following thing. When do we say Safek Derabanan Lekula only if it's a standalone Derabanan? But a Derabanan which is like coming off of a D'oraisa, maybe over there we would say Safek Derabanan Lechumra. I have to see if that's true, Avrami. The Achronim are assuming not like that. It's a nice machshava though. What? It's a safeguard on a D'oraisa. Right, that's what he's saying. It depends Rashi and Tosfos, right? Yeah. Right, there's Bittel. Now, what are we saying? What's the svara for why we need to do Bidika? Because we're worried about Bayer Rabbe Matzi. Bayer Rabbe Matzi is a D'oraisa. So you're making a safeguard on a D'oraisa. So do you say, Savi D'Rabbanan Lekula on a safeguard on a D'oraisa? It's a D'Rabbanan. So they're assuming, yes, it's a good svara, you have to see. Comes the Prima Gadam, and he says a similar svara, I mean, not the same, but he says a very nice svara. He says the following thing. He says, Bidikas Chametz is going to be the exception to the rule. You're right. Usually, by Safik Derabanans, you go Lekula. Bidikas Chametz is an exception to, and I'll tell you why it's an exception to the rule. Because when Chazal said, check for Chametz, do you know that there's Chametz there? No. So, why are you checking? Why don't we just say, Safik Derabanan Lekula? I shouldn't have to check. Why did Chazal tell me to check? You know what they told me when they said check for chametz? They said when it comes to this particular mitzvah, derabanan, no din safek derabanan lekula. They shattered safek derabanan lekula in the realm of bedikas chametz. That was the whole takana. The takana al safek niskina. The whole takana was, we're telling you, over here, why do they do that? Okay, maybe they're extra chmachmir, chametz, whatever, why, leave it alone. But from the fact that the chacham told us, check for chametz, even though I did my bittel already. So all I've left is a safek derabanan. It's a safek derabanan. Why am I checking? Because the chachamim said, over here, even though it's safek derabanan, we're overriding. Once we're overriding, so now we've suspended safek derabanan. When it's not a sex faker.
Suffolk that he checked, he didn't check. And if he didn't check, maybe there's comments.
Good. It might be, it's Taka, maybe it's sex faker.
I'm
It's not nishapich.
Yeah,
it's not nishapich. Yeah, okay, it's getting teeth. Okay, it's interesting. Oh, he's asking a good kasha. Now you have a svek sveka. Why? Sofik if there's chametz here and if there's not chametz here. And even if there, you can do it that way, you can do it the other way. Sofik if he checked. Something in this chametz or not, and even if it was chametz, it's not.
It's not a suffix. It's not totally dinner or rice. It's on a suffix. It's not a suffix in that. But there's on the suffix. Also, you know, since you can't look at whether or not there's chametz or not. The Torah said whether or not there's chametz or not. That's also. So that's
what. What do you mean that's also?
Meaning whether or not there's chametz or not, you chayv to bedikah.
And they're not saying whether or not there's chametz. They're saying
if you don't know,
not whether or not there is. Whether or not there is makes it sound like even if there's no chametz, check anyway. But that's not the way the Prima Gadim is saying, at least. The Prima Gadim is saying, al sovik niskara, which means even though you don't know if there's chametz, check anyway. Why? Because maybe there's chametz.
So you can't use that sovik anymore, because the chiyuv was set on a sovik. You can't use that as one of your two sveikas.
Well, maybe the chiyuv was only set on one sovik, not on two sveikas. We're double sveiking it. We're pushing, it's like, it's a further sovik. I have a tzad that maybe he checked. And even if it didn't check, maybe there's no chametz here. So
I don't know if the Torah lets us declare whether or not there is or not. Yeah.
That's that has to do with my suffik job, suffik tumah b'shus hayochid. There's that b'sek sveika. I feel my b'sveikas sveikas. That's what you're saying, basically. Maybe sveikas sveikas. This is the Prima Gadim Svara, we say. Shara Melech. This is a different Svara. Which Reb David brings down, and we're going to bring a third svar, and then we're going to wrap it up because we got a lot of work to do tomorrow. Beis Hashem, says the Shara Melech. You can't just say Suffolk Drabban Lakula always everywhere. There's certain times yes, certain times no. There's a concept which is very important in Sveikas, which is called Ischazek Isura. Ischazek Isura, which means that something. We had the assumption beforehand that it was usher. It was noilad, it was introduced to suffolk, maybe it became mutter. Such a thing, when it's ischazek isura, we don't say suffolk darabon lakula. When you had an assumption it was kosher, and now it was introduced to suffolk, maybe it became treif, suffolk darabon lakula. But where something was originally the status quo was that it's not okay, and it's introduced that maybe something made it okay, it's a schazek isura, we don't say safik darabanan lakula. This house, before the maskir might have done his bedika, was the house like clean for Pesach? Was it kosher for Pesach? No. It's a schazek isura. Now you have a shaila if the maskir introduced the bedika or not. You have a suffik if there's a bedika. That's his chazik isura. We can't apply the klal of suffik to a banal kula. This is the Shara Melech's pshat. We have to see what's perhaps shailas in the Shara Melech. The last pshat is the Maram Chalava. The Maram Chalava says a murdik alumnus as follows. Maram Chalava. One of the unique Rishonim on Pesachim. We haven't quoted him yet? Oh.
We have.
Maybe on the side, a little bit like with other ones, but never as a focus. Says the Imam Chalav the following thing. It's nice to be able to rely on heterim. You have a heter, for example, Svek Sveka. Nice heter. Suffik Drabban and Lakula. Nice heter. You can rely on them. If you have to. But what about if there's a way of clarifying the suffix? What about then? It's efsher levirure. Can you rely on a heter when it's efsher levirure? I could check if I wanted to. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me finish it up over here. The case is, for example, a person does a shechita on a behema. There's a chazakah or whatever that, but he could just check if he did a good shechita or not. He could check if the animal's a mum or not. There's a chazakah that it's not a treifa, but maybe just check.
Even if it's a chazakah, you should also check them.
Oh, good.
You're looking for something that's
wow. says, I'm saying very good, Let me just finish the Maram Chalava, and tomorrow we're going to attack it with all these kashas. Says the Maram Chalava, you remind me, Rabbi Yisrael, both of you, please. You're saying good. You can remind me too. If it's Ein Chas Kosei Badek, you want to rely on Safek Durabanan Lakula? No way. It's Afshin Levarer. Just check. Check. You can't do that. This is a tier 2 heter, my friends. Safek Durabanan Lakula is a tier 2 heter. You can't rely on that. If his ability to check, you're Chayev Levarer. You have to check. Says, I think it was Mati. And if it's Chez Kasai Baduk? Do I know for sure that he checked for Chametz?
No.
It's Chez Kasai Baduk. Why don't I just check? Oh, they're not. It's Chazak. What? I guess Chazaka's tier 1. Says a Chazaka, that's fine. I can rely on Chazaka. That's good. I'm good. What happens if Adam came in and told me he checked? Do I have to check again? No, for sure not. Why? I can just check it. Because I know he checked. Chazak is enough. If I'm saying Suffolk, Dirabanan, Lakula, am I confident that he checked? No. But I could be Soymech because it's a Dirabanan. That's tier 2, my friends. If you have the opportunity to check, you got to check. But if it's Cheskosoy Baruch, I don't have to check. That's what seems from the Maram Chalava. We still have kashas on the Maram Chalava. The next line of Gemara is going to be a bomb. It's going to be very sure according to the Maram Chalava. Next line of the Gemara says the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Says the Gemara. L'may nafkimin in the Shaile. What's the difference to make? Ask him. But I don't want to ask him. Why should I ask him? Says the Gemara, no, you have to ask him. Why do I have to ask him? Because if you can ask him, ask him. What does it sound like? It's Afshon Levar. But I thought you said Cheskos Abadik, you don't have to be Mavar. Rabbi said, this is what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Bezeshem Tziyat Dishmaya.